Welcome to the Greg Belford Show. We're talking on a bitterly cold day. What a great day to talk about swimming. So we're talking about what to do with the pool over at Spellerberg and whether Sioux Falls ought to build an indoor aquatic center, and if so, where should it be located? As we spoke with Don Kearney, the director of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec, about the Spellerberg location. As you probably know, there's a group called Save Spellerberg that has been opposed to building an indoor pool there. They want to see a new outdoor pool built. And joining us this morning is Charlie Roberts, who is a spokesman for the group. How are you doing this morning, Charlie?
I'm doing great, but I am so glad for indoor plumbing.
Yeah, so am I. I didn't even go outdoors yesterday. It was just miserable out there. Hey, listen. Let's talk about what's going on with the pool at Spellerberg, and maybe start with the initiative, Charlie, and what people will be voting on when they go to the poll coming up in April.
You know, to be quite frankly, I can't tell you what they're going to be voting on, because we found that the city attorney is in charge of the balloting, and they can word the balloting. We're not sure yet whether we vote yes or we don't know. But let me first say this.
My understanding, and this comes right from the mayor.
Okay.
My understanding from the mayor was a yes vote would be in favor of an outdoor pool at Spellerberg.
Okay. I'll quote you as the mayor said.
because we've talked about that, and that's in... And I think, a very valid point you bring up, because it might be a little bit confusing to some people is exactly what it is they're voting on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then I'd like to say this with that. The Spellerberg group has never been against an indoor swimming pool or a water aquatic center. We just think Spellerberg, if what Don said is actually correct, you know, you're taking the guts right out of the park, a third of it. And I think the drawings in that are kind of misleading. The way they're set in there and the way it actually is when you get out and you walk through the park and you look at where things are going to be going, I think they're... The landscaping and everything, they're actually going to have to cut into that south detention pond. And to do the landscaping on the north, they're going to be removing all those trees that go up there to the playground. And granted, there are a lot of times it's empty, but if you go to any park in Sioux Falls, there's a lot of times that much is empty too. So...
What are your, obviously you're concerned about changing the footprint of the park. What other concerns does your group have about building the indoor aquatic center at the Spellerberg location?
Well, I can probably best describe it if you go to the corner of 18th and Western Avenue and look north. All that looms up on the horizon is our new convention center. Good, bad, indifferent, I'm just saying... It's there, and we feel that's going to be the same thing when you come down Western Avenue or across 22nd or across 26th Street, and you look off to where the existing pool is. There's going to be this huge structure, and it blocks off that nice natural view that people in the Midwest just love to see. Wide open spaces. Sherman Park is wide open. McKinnon is wide open. I think they kind of had a battle about an indoor pool a number of years ago. you know, so it just goes on like that. And then when we were collecting petitions, you know, we finally ended up with enough that were legalized by Lori, and she did a wonderful job going through and correcting everything. Some of those things were people had moved. So then that, I mean, from one side of town to the other, so they weren't registered, that eliminated them. But bigger than that, we had thousands of people from Iowa, some from North Dakota, a lot from Minnesota, and I got everybody there. And these people really had no idea where anything was, but they knew the VA hospital, and they knew Park Ridge Mall, and their comment was, why would you build it right there? It's just the traffic and everything, that would be horrible. And why not put it into an area where it's accessible? So, like, when the people from out of town come in, you know, it's just kind of a straight shot. Hate to just dig up the interstate system, but, you know.
Well, but the idea is that it'd be centrally located, whether it's at Spillerberg or anywhere else. I mean, it was the same thing when we talked about building it at Drake Springs.
Absolutely.
Is that it'd be centrally located so that if I live in Northeast Sioux Falls or South, you know, or Southwest Sioux Falls, wherever I'm at, it's going to be the most accessible to the greatest amount of people.
Yeah, that sounds really good on the surface, but you know, Sioux Falls, what do we have? If we stretch the population, we might get 180,000 with the surrounding area, and people here, we're used to traveling. We run the east side comes to the west side for the mall, and the west side go to the east side for the mall, and the south side go to the north for the convention center and the event center and so on and so forth. And people from all outside edges of town, they go downtown to do their shopping and visit some of the specialty shops and the restaurants down there. And one of the things about that, Mr. Post, I think Kevin, when he presented the plan, he said, now this was his word, it needs to be someplace that can grow, and it needs other amenities, especially if you want it to make any money or at least stay even across the board, not continually lose money. And that seems to have been the experience when we called Rapid City and different areas. Attendance drops in the winter. Well, obviously, the traffic would be less if your attendance drops, so that answers that question. But on the other side of it, in the winter, people are still going to flock at certain times of the day. They're not going to, at least I don't believe, that they're going to get up at 5 and some at 6 and some at 7, and they're not going to spread them. People have their little routines, we all do, and we like to get up and go do something at a particular time. And I think especially in the winter, people aren't real anxious to get up in the morning.
Well, see, it sounds to me like you're making an argument against an indoor aquatic center regardless of where we put it, because all the things you're bringing up are why we shouldn't build an indoor center.
You're right, Greg, and I apologize.
No, it's okay.
No,
I mean,
I do think we need an indoor pool. But those are the arguments that Councilman Hunsucker and the Park Rec Board have given, that we should have one at Spellerberg. And we can use those as the same reason we think it should be out somewhere.
You're talking about somewhere like maybe out by the interstates where you think it would be more accessible to folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I follow.
And if there's a traffic problem, you've got bigger highways, roads, the interstate system. If you had meets in the winter, swim teams could come in. They'd have hotels, motels. I'm just throwing this out. I don't know that there's any place there. But say somewhere down 41st and the interstate there.
Sure.
I mean, my goodness, those people, then, you know, it's not 12 miles to walk. They could take a little jaunt across the interstate or shopping at the mall and motels and so on, a lot of restaurants there. And again, no matter where we build it, I'm not going to send my 10, 12, 13-year-old child walking even five blocks when it's the temperatures we've been having.
Understood. Understood. Charlie, forgive me, I'm out of time. For people who want more information about your group, what can they do?
We're putting a website up. I don't have an address for it right now or what we're going to call it, but...
You let me know when you have it up, okay? We'll let folks know about it.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. That's Charlie Roberts. He's a spokesperson for the Save Spellerberg Group.